This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 2017, as we all know, is going to be written about in the history books for a whole lot of reasons. One of them, though, might well turn out to be this year as a tipping point in the global economy. This weekend, Chinese President Xi Jinping hosted a summit in Beijing to push his infrastructure plan. It's called One Belt, One Road. He wants to boost the trade ties between China, Asia, Africa, and Europe. In this country, meanwhile, the official policy is America First. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is already history, and NAFTA hangs in the balance. Marketplace's Adam Allington has the rest of that.
By almost any reading, China's One Belt project is the most ambitious global development initiative since the Marshall Plan, a $1 trillion infrastructure scheme that would build highways, pipelines, and railroads in over a dozen countries across Asia. And that's just fine, says Brookings economist David Dollar.
Yes, I don't really see that we lose from the One Belt project. U.S. firms will be involved to some extent.
Dollar points out that many of China's investments in things like ports and power plants in developing countries could also benefit the United States, what he calls trade development 1.0.
It's really very basic, liberalizing trade in manufactured products, investing in infrastructure in the way that the World Bank has done traditionally. So I see it very much as a traditional agenda.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, however, which the Trump administration pulled out of, that was trade development 2.0, involving things the U.S. does have a big stake in, such as intellectual property and the growing service economy. Daniel Rosen at the Rhodium Group think tank says we should be cheering for One Road to be a success. For one, it will signal China is solidly on the path toward trade liberalization, though, he says, problems remain.
A lot of things need to change, and a lot of new skills need to be developed, and a lot of bad old habits of just throwing money out the door very quickly are going to have to be altered to get to that happy outcome.
China must invest its money wisely in projects with real economic value, Rosen says. Otherwise, it could be on the hook for a lot of bad debt from poor countries not able to repay the loans they took out to fund the infrastructure upgrades the One Road requires. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.